I suppose I look at it and see a bigger picture. The bigger picture is that Coventry is currently the 11th largest city by size, but it trades somewhere like about 50th. These works are part of the first stage of actually bringing forward a much improved Coventry City Centre offer. So actually, the bigger picture is, I don't see it at all as a bleak future. I see it as actually an incredibly promising future.
But do they have a point, this idea that, you know, if you can do all the shopping schemes and pedestrian schemes in the world, but if you can't actually get people, if you can't deliver people to those shops, then they're not going to do well, are they?
The point is, though, in terms of delivering people to the shops, Broadgate is, and frankly under these proposals always will be, one of the big hearts of the city. It is a space of some significance. In any of the plans that are likely to come forward, Broadgate will, especially since it's had these works done, actually remain at the very heart of the city. So in terms of footfall and people coming to the city, actually I think it remains. In fact, the plaza not only provides a legacy, but it also improves the nighttime offer. With the plaza and the potential to have Chevron parking in the evening, you have a situation where a lot of people have started to look at possibly trading out. It's attracted investors,